Welcome to the Shy Show.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. My name is Brian Gerard.
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Greg.
Thank you.
I'm with Robert Shy.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, hey, good to see you, Shy.
Now,
good to see
you as nobody well. Cares about either of you because we have someone else in the room.
Ooh. We do.
We do.
Yes.
Who is it?
The one, the only, the Stufarunski's Maximonius.
That's
the
Stephanie
Stufarun.
Nelson. Stephanie Nelson.
Stephanie Nelson.
Hey, guys.
Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello, Stuf.
Hello,
Stuf.
So we brought you on again because we have we've got a ton of questions regarding beauty.
Oh yeah,
more beauty tips. Your beauty tips.
We just recently celebrated our year anniversary.
Yeah, we did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So we're looking.
You guys make a lovely couple.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Wait, but
three way.
Do you call three a couple though?
Yeah, that would be a couple.
Sure. Right?
Well, no.
A couple.
I would
men
call
together.
A couple of dudes doing what dudes do.
Yeah, what do you call totally that normal. If there are three men in a relationship?
I'm going to tell you, there's a word for that.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
It's called the truple.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, congratulations on your truple.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Sounds
much.
Like trouble.
Yeah,
nope.
But it's not.
It's not.
It probably is.
It causes a lot of trouble that I'm in a three-way man
a
relationship in my life.
Yeah.
I'm actually in a relationship with Stephanie, too.
As well. No, but you guys are a couple.
That could
We're a couple.
Yeah.
But I get in trouble because of our truple.
That's correct.
That's true.
Well, we do have some questions. We were going to focus today, not focus necessarily, but I wanted to ask some questions about hair care.
Oh.
And Brian, you can stay out of this.
Oh.
But the.
Ouch.
No, just joking.
Brian, you maintain your hair.
I have probably, out of the four people at this table.
Yeah.
Stephanie not included.
Uh-huh.
And the dogs in the house included. Mm-hmm. I have the best hygiene of everybody.
Hair care wise?
I have the best hygiene.
Hygiene in general.
Bullshit.
Period.
Wow.
Period.
Bullshit.
What do you
I
like?
Don't
like
know.
If you bleach your insides?
If I were a dog, I would lick my own balls clean.
Whoa.
That
Stephanie
kind of
said
hygiene.
She doesn't know. I don't think she
I is. Don't know. Greg is pretty clean.
Well, that's because Greg is half of a woman.
What? Oh, wait a minute. What the fuck?
Well,
man?
So wait a second. So
he's just OCD.
Why would you say he's that clean? What would you say specifically stands out?
I mean, the man washes his face. I don't even wash my face like twice a day, but he washes his face twice a day.
Sometimes more than that. Does he use a cleanser?
Yeah, a really specific cleanser.
Yeah.
What is the specific cleanser?
It's an online company.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is the online company called www.flappingvagina.com?
You know what's funny? The last time I was on here, I'm pretty sure you said the same thing.
Yeah.
I just want to bring it right back in.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Flapping Vagina.
I have the best hygiene. I have oily fucking skin. Like I have an oily body. Like, I don't know what it is, but my hair, I swear to God, if I don't wash my hair one day, I look like a Nazi who's lived underground for 4 months. It's, they used to slick their hair anyway,
sure.
So it was already greasy. But it is so over the top how much grease my body produces that if I don't, it's a disaster.
So when you use shampoo, do you use conditioner? Because isn't conditioner supposed to,
make it moist?
Yeah.
But see,
do the effects of what?
I stopped using conditioner.
Yeah.
Mostly because I took it home because I was using it in my apartment.
So it's a very feminine brand of conditioner?
Bumble and Bumble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's really expensive.
Maybe if we say Bumble and Bumble a bunch.
Yeah.
We'll get sponsored.
Yeah. No, that's not how it
Oprah
works.
Oprah does that.
I feel like
no,
it
but
would
Oprah,
work like that.
Oprah has her own network.
Oprah
She's not doing anything anymore.
I'm so sad. Oprah's all done.
She's done? No, she's not.
She hasn't taped her final episode.
She taped it. It's all done.
No.
The final episode's done.
But I didn't think it had been taped yet.
That's so ridiculous.
Everyone knows that.
I don't know that.
I didn't either.
Well.
Oh, actually, yeah, maybe I did know.
You did.
I don't know.
I didn't.
Well,
I'm so afraid of Oprah. We're in a sad time.
I'm so afraid of Oprah.
Don't be. Don't be.
I really am.
No, she's going to be all right. I mean, she will be our next president.
I know she's going to be all right.
She's going to be our next president.
Yeah.
She's going to run for office.
She might be gearing up towards that.
She will absolutely run for office.
You never know.
I would absolutely vote for her.
And you know who's going to be her vice president?
Gail.
Jesus Christ.
Barack Obama.
Is that possible?
I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
Really.
I wrote a haiku about that, remember?
Oprah and Barack Obama?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember
Can
that.
You recite it? Do you know it offhand?
Well, she's counting out the beats on her hand.
I secretly wish.
Okay, that's...
Just to reiterate.
I secretly wish.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
Haiku is 575.
575.
So that's
on
topic.
So line one,
topic.
Haiku by Stephanie Nelson. I secretly wish.
I don't know. It was something like I secretly wish.
I don't know. That's
but that's
not,
way
that's
too
way
many
too
syllables.
Many
We've gone past seven. Oh, was that not the line?
Obama would leave Michelle.
Obama.
For Oprah Winfrey.
Hmm.
That's 575.
You nailed it.
You just nailed it.
I secretly wish.
That's great.
Obama would leave Michelle for Oprah Winfrey.
Who doesn't wish that?
It's the best.
I don't. I've never thought of that.
Oh.
So, does Greg use any exfoliants?
What are exfoliants?
You know, skin. Go
like
ahead.
Like something with beads or a little
Ooh,
bit of like
something
a,
with beads.
Or a little bit of like salty material that kind of takes the first layer of your skin
off. Oh, yeah.
He does use that.
We don't have it anymore, though.
No, we ran out.
It's so expensive.
I like all this weed.
I was just about to comment on that very same thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sharing of cosmetics. Yeah. Go on, Steph.
It's so right. It sucks.
We use a lot of the same beauty products.
So have you noticed, Greg, that your skin doesn't have quite the same glow that it used to? Since you stopped using this exfoliant.
No, like even right now, I can feel... Oh, well, since I... Well, the reason I was using exfoliant was like after I do... if I'm acting, they put all that makeup on.
Sure.
So I would always use it after that, right? Steph?
Right.
Like, I'd be like, oh my God, I can't... Because you can't really get it off if you're just...
But you know it's great to use it once a week at least just for normal skin too.
Yeah,
it actually...
Steph tells me these things, guys. It's not like I'm online researching these things. She's telling me.
Is that true?
Yeah, I do tell him.
Yeah, she's like, Greg...
I like to keep him in the know.
Yeah. I'll be like, you know, hammering holes in the wall or something and doing something manly.
Yeah.
You should just be like, Greg... yes, Steph? No, I can actually have her do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can do it.
She actually
go ahead.
Plays.
Go ahead.
Do the tapping on my shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greg?
Yeah, what? I'm busy working on the wall.
Greg, what's going on here?
Robert, just give me five. Union break. Take
I'm
five.
Up
go
this
smoke
board.
A fucking cigarette.
God.
Greg, could you put down the chainsaw? I want to tell you that if you exfoliate your skin once a week, your skin looks a lot brighter and cleaner.
So I'm going to do another version of this story.
Okay.
All right. This time I'm going to play Greg.
Okay.
If you play Steph.
Greg Bryan?
Oh, wait, no. Take it again.
Okay.
Come in.
Oh, Greg, is that you?
Yeah, I'm just...
Greg, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just... stop it, Robert.
Greg,
I was just,
I'm in the bathroom.
Robert,
I'm getting cold. The water's getting cold.
Robert, shush. I was just planting some strawberries. What can I help you with, Steph?
Greg, I just wanted to let you know that if you exfoliate once a week, your skin ends up looking better.
Oh my God, thank you so much, because my skin has been driving me absolutely crazy. I can't even believe how much oil is all over, and I don't even know how to deal with it. My hair's been a mess, and I've been in the garden all day, and I've got these on my fingernails, and I don't even know what to do. You are saving my life.
Greg, do you want to tell me something?
I have a vagina.
I knew it.
Yeah, so people out there can pick which one they think really happened.
I wish I had a vagina.
Go on.
I just think that people with vaginas are lucky people.
Go think on. So.
Do you mean women vaginas are lucky people?
Clearly not, Steph.
No.
Clearly
no. He just means people in general who happen to have a vagina.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And he's not single anyone out. If
no.
you are a man with a vagina, then...
Yeah,
then
that's
apparently
okay, too. Then you're a lucky person,
lucky.
Too. Brian, what's your beauty regimen on a day-to-day basis? Well, because, I take two showers a day. I take a shower when I wake up.
Terrible for your skin.
Two showers a day.
That is supposed to be bad for your skin, isn't
it? But he really, I mean, he showers two times a day, sometimes more.
No, wait. When you shower, do you do, full, soap scrub down sort of thing and shampoo both times or no?
Not shampoo
always.
Not
shampoo always.
But he does wash his body every time.
It's terrible.
He takes more showers than I do.
That's not good. That's not
Why?
Healthy. That's
I
not
feel good.
It feels good to him. I think it's more of like a let's start our day or
let's,
end
our day. Like, cause I fucking get sweaty, man. I'm telling you, like, I produce a lot of stuff and I sweat and get gnarly. So
I shower in the morning and I use that. It wakes me up. It's great.
But
I like
see
it.
That you're
That's
going to
shower.
Bed with all this stuff on you from the day.
Right.
Like I like to
I mean, I don't
get,
roll around in it, but I understand what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I also wash my sheets. So
but see,
it's not,
I do too, but I've definitely noticed back in the day when I wasn't taking a shower before I went to bed,
yeah,
there was like that brown sweat. Oh. Not brown, you know what I mean. I'm exactly.
Your sheets called, got a little
that's
dirtier.
Called you shitting your pants.
Shitting the bed.
Yes, news. Shitting the bed. It is bad news.
When I wouldn't shower, I found that I shit the bed 80% of the night.
Wow. And now what are you at? 20?
Now we're at 20.
Nice. So much nicer.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I just
yeah, I understand.
Times. What does everyone else do? I've also never had this conversation, so I've been merrily yeah. going down the stream thinking that I'm normal, and now I'm getting an idea that maybe I'm way fucking out of order.
I've actually let you know, though, that you shower more than most people.
I thought you were kidding, I guess.
So, Ryan, yes. How about you?
What about me?
You?
I what?
Take baths. I know that.
You do?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why don't you go jump down a sewer hole in L.A.? It's the dirtiest bullshit of all time.
Time out.
Let me sit in my urine and feces.
Yeah. Why would he be pooping in the bathtub?
Exactly. He's not like you in a bed.
Well, I have poop in my ass. Like, my ass crack is full of poop at all times.
Oh, I do not.
Isn't that the way that everyone is?
I do not take baths.
I just wrap my back in cellophane and hang on about my day. High five, Steph.
Wait, Brian, go ahead. What?
I do not take baths. I take mostly strictly showers. If I had a bath that I like being in, maybe I would take.
Well, wait, why did I just go off on you then?
No, because I thought he did. No. I remember. We
I don't
were
know
talking
what
about
you did because
before.
you got tossed a haymaker and you wanted to run it down the field.
I caught a second.
We talked about this before.
Did we?
Yeah.
When
and you said
that
you take baths.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The last time I was on the show.
Okay.
I have taken baths. I don't regularly take them.
He wants to deny it. It's all good.
I take showers. I usually do the one a day. I do the at night. I do the wash the day off style.
So you just wake up and just like.
I wake up and I water on my face and there's still a level of water. I wash my face and.
What about your pits?
Yeah.
I showered the night before.
Yeah, so, okay, but how...
after sleep, don't your pits smell?
Yeah, don't you have like a little bit of stuff?
So I usually put deodorant on.
Hmm.
Huh.
Well,
I don't feel like I need to wash my pits from sleeping.
That's, what about your balls? Okay.
But
your ass?
Well, we don't need to talk
He's
about
big
that.
Big on washing your ass.
Yeah.
Okay, but your
That's
ass...
you should get a bidet.
In theory,
yeah, well,
your level of, in your level of OCD, your ass will never be clean.
Enough.
Because your ass is actually the portal of shit coming out of your body. I don't know if you realize this biologically.
Totally, but I'm just saying.
So it will always be full of shit. And that's just what the human existence is.
That's not necessarily true. If you're taking two showers a day, you're kind of on top of it.
I think that's bad for your skin. So I take one
my
a day.
Ass skin?
I wash up in the morning and I get rolling. I get into it. I've washed my
face. Isn't your hair like
that's
insane?
So weird.
I wet my hair. Every morning I get up, I wet my hair.
So that's
I spray
that's how
water
you take care
on
of
my
it.
Head and my face.
Wait,
every
so
morning.
You have it a spray bottle full of water just for your hair.
I do a more of a
and
spritzer.
I'm the one that has some issues. You have a spritzer
Why is that
bottle
an issue?
For your hair.
Yeah.
And you use a comb.
Yeah.
Do you have a cigar, half fucking chewed down cigar in your mouth? Like, are you holding a pine tar baseball bat and getting ready for the game?
And
it's
he
like
has a
so
cup of whiskey
old.
Also
yeah,
there.
So old
every morning, cigar, whiskey, pine tar, hair slicked back, and I channel Bugsy Siegel. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it seems like, dude.
Wow.
That's what I do in the morning. And then you know, I go about my day. I you know, the thing I'm
wait,
very
wait, wait,
conscious
wait, wait. So do you take a shit in the morning, and then you don't take a shower and just go about your day?
Don't say yes, he'll be appalled.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning. Within 5 minutes of me getting up in the morning, I drill about 20 ounces of water and take a shit.
And then carry on with your day, no matter what the fucking outcome.
Greg is convinced
why is that a problem?
You go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That you need to take a shower.
Do you understand the absolute insanity of that behavioral pattern?
I do,
okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I do.
Well...
Why is that insane? I have a clean ass.
Why don't you?
I want to get out in the world and be like, if I die,
hold on,
I
have a question.
Get torn
so
off.
When you're in the shower, why don't you just shit in the shower?
That would be crazy.
That's crazy.
Because there's like a cover over the drain.
Yeah, that's right. That I would shit in the shower. I pee in the sink.
You pee
he does.
In the sink.
That's not a joke.
Okay.
He pees in the sink.
On
the regular.
Me. Okay.
Don't
that's
wash your hands in the bathroom sink.
Why in the sink? Why not in the toilet?
Because sometimes Steph's... on the toilet, and I have to go.
So you just...
So we go...
Wait a minute. So you guys have cohabitated bathroom time?
Just peeing.
That, just peeing. I mean, yeah. Come on. The last day of your relationship will be the day that you're in the fucking bathroom while your partner takes
a
shit.
You're not that far away.
I've ended a lot of relationships that way.
Okay. Yeah. So you look over and you're like, oh, I got to pee too. And the girl's like, I'm not peeing.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God. I dreaded this day.
Yeah. It's over.
I've been left a bunch of times. Wow. Because of that.
Wow.
That is a deal breaker.
I would say that's not supposed to happen.
It's crazy that you're just taking a shit and then going about your day.
I think it's crazy that you think it's crazy.
Why wouldn't you just time it out differently?
Okay, like, as the time it, what?
Yeah, like take a drink your 20 ounces of water, take your shit, jump in the shower, and instead of using a spritzer,
but
use your shower.
I mean,
I've already showered that night.
This is coming from a man who suggests that I take a shower after I've had a long day, even though maybe I don't need one. Yeah. He's like, why don't you get in the shower, the stoof? Which means get in the shower.
Which means I understand that ultimately you may want to embrace me, but I want nothing to do with you until you hose yourself off.
Until
you filthy whore.
That's going pretty far.
Was that too much?
Yeah.
Way too far.
Yeah. I will say that after my trip in Europe, I found that the bidet was quite refreshing.
That's fucked up.
Why?
The bidet's fucked up to me.
Why is it fucked up?
Because that water shooting up into my ass.
No, this one wasn't like a spring shooting up.
All right. I have a train of thought that I need to go down.
Oh, go ahead.
Let's do it.
Gregory Hoyt.
Yes.
The spotlight is on you.
Oh, man.
You just said you don't want a bidet shooting water up your ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yet you also say you take a shit and then you have to jump in the shower.
Yeah.
So can you please, for the love of fucking Christ, explain your demented process of why that is. Ready, go.
I don't completely understand what a bidet is, A. So me sitting down on something that everyone else sits down on and like water shooting up into my ass.
Yes. That's what it is.
Seems a little bit aggressive because I'm picturing all the water splashing all over the place.
People. You're worried that it's less clean because it's splashing
like a bath.
No, it's not like that.
No, you don't take a bath in a bidet.
No, I know you don't. I'm just saying, like it has.
You have soap and you got a towel. You got
with
the
bidet.
Thing. Yes.
So what? You just put soap on your hand and start washing your ass, and then what? do you dip
clean.
Your hands in the
you
bidet
clean.
As you're? Like,
no, it's not like a. You don't fill it up like a bath. I mean, I guess
I
you could.
Get it.
Couldn't
I don't
you?
Get it.
I don't know. Normally, the ones that I've been on normally just have like a stream.
Like the water.
Cleaning you out.
Yeah.
And it moves like back and forth like a clock.
I haven't seen that one.
Do you get back in your pants and they're just soaking?
No, that's what I'm saying. There's a towel.
That everyone's used? Whose towel is
it? No, yours. It's your own. Would be in your own bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Your special
towel. So this is my ass towel.
Yes.
Oh, that's fucking awful.
No, because you've cleaned yourself first.
You're just wiping water, essentially.
Yes, you've cleaned yourself. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Hang on one second. Essentially, any towel in your bathroom that you use after you've taken a shower is your ass towel.
Oh.
So for the fact that you... What? Uh-oh. Wait.
It's definitely...
Oh, this is going to be good.
Actually, Greg has... when he uses his towel,
yeah.
He has one side that is designated for his ass and the other side for his face.
Okay.
I don't 100% know what side cleans his body or wipes his body clean, but
ass side.
He definitely lets me know that when I wipe my hands on his towel, he goes, oh, no, that's the ass side.
I feel so awful about myself right now.
And that essentially is a commercial for the Harvard Review to use Greg Hoyt as an experiment sociologically at any time they want.
Sure.
They can reach him at ghoyt.com.
But we'd love to hear your own personal hygiene regimen online at theshideshow.com.
That's
if you
right.
want to log in under the episode.
We never got yours, though, too.
No, I don't think we did. I wanted to hear how many times women normally shower.
I shower once a day.
And is that normal for women?
I'm not sure. I mean, I shower when I want to, be honest. When I feel like I need a shower.
Sure.
And sometimes it's in the morning. Sometimes it's at 2 in the afternoon.
Or sometimes it's when Greg is forcing you to
most of the time it's when Greg tells me to be honest.
Good to know.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Shide Show, Stephanie Nelson.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steph.
Thank you for having me.
Good work, Fish Dew.
Thanks.
Robert Shide, Gregory Hoyt. I'm Brian Gerard. We're the Shide Show.
Yay.